What's up, everybody, and welcome back to our actual World Cup prediction video. I'm super pumped for this. I've looked into the teams a little bit more. All of the rosters have been released, so we're going to go ahead and jump in. Also, if you want to join my bracket challenge, the link will be down in the description, and I will put the code up above me in the top corner there. So let's just jump into it. We will start out in Group A, which is Qatar, Senegal, Ecuador, and the Netherlands. I do believe I will stick with the Netherlands finishing first in this group, and I think that Senegal will also make it out. Hopefully, Sadio Mane is not out very long, and he actually gets to participate. I know that he picked up that little bit of injury, but it's exciting. I think that those are going to be the top two, and then I think Ecuador. And I still believe that Qatar will finish last in this group. I don't think that they're going to be strong enough to make it into the group stages. We are going to skip Group B, and we will move over to Group C, and we'll do Group B last because of the U.S. In that one, so we'll make you wait for that. So this one we have Saudi Arabia, Mexico, Argentina, and Poland. I think we can all agree that Argentina will top this group. I really would like to see Mexico move on, but I think Poland is going to get it done. I think that they're just a better team, and the struggles that Mexico has had with their current manager, I think that Poland will finish second. I think Mexico will finish third, and then Saudi Arabia will come in last. And then we got Group D. We have Tunisia, Denmark, France, and Australia. Very good team. I think we all know that France is going to top this group. I think Australia is going to give Denmark a run for their money, but I think Denmark will come out on top. I think that they just have a little bit more talent than Australia. And then the follow-up is Tunisia there in fourth. So we move on to Group E. We have Japan, Costa Rica, Germany, and Spain. This is a tough one for me because I think Germany and Spain could go either way, but I also think Japan is going to be there and give people a run for their money. And I think this might be my upset group. I think Japan will finish second in this group. I think Germany will finish first. People are going to hate me on this one. I think Germany will finish first. I think Japan will finish second, Spain, and then Costa Rica. I think that Japan is going to be a little bit of a dark horse in this tournament, and I think that they get our first upset in the group stages. So that moves us on to Group F. We have Morocco, Canada, Belgium, and Croatia. In my last video, I think I had Croatia and Belgium moving on. I think that might be what it is, but I could also see Croatia being first. But I think I am going to stick with Belgium and then Croatia. But I think Morocco will finish third in this group. I think that Morocco is a little bit better than Canada. Trust me, I want Canada to win because I want the CONCACAF teams to win just because I love the U.S. and want them to move on. I'm from the U.S., so. But I think I'm going to have to go Morocco and then Canada in fourth. People are probably going to come at me for that, but we'll see how that goes. So then we have Group G. We have Cameroon, Brazil, Switzerland, and Serbia. I think this has been the hardest group for me to determine who comes out in second. We all know that Brazil, I think, will win pretty easily in this group stage. But between Switzerland and Serbia, I think that that is going to be a huge, that's going to be the deciding game is those two. And I'm going to say that Serbia win and go on to the group, to the round of 16. And then I want to say Switzerland finish third, but it'll be a close third. I think that Cameroon is a better team than what we expect and think, but I just think that those teams are a little bit better. So I will have to go with Serbia finishing second and moving on into the round of 16. So that moves us to Group H. We have South Korea, Ghana, Uruguay, and Portugal. The more that I have looked at this and this group is pretty tough. I think all groups are tough. I don't know. I think that Group B is the group of death with US, England, Iran, and Wales. I think that's probably one of the hardest groups. But this one's pretty tough for me too, because I think in my last video, my gut prediction video, I picked Portugal to be first, but I think that Uruguay is going to get first in this group. I think that they have a lot more, not a lot more actually, I'd take that back, not a lot more, but they do have just a little bit more talent than Portugal, and I think that they'll work more as a team than Portugal, but there's star power on both of these teams, so I'm going to go Uruguay first, and I'm going to go with Portugal second. I think that Portugal will make it out of the group stages. I really think that it's going to be a struggle for them, though, because South Korea has a lot to offer, but so does Ghana. I think Ghana could be an upset pick also. So I'm going to actually go with Ghana third and Korea fourth. Those two could go back and forth, like I said, but I think that's what I'm going to go with right here for the group stage for Group H. So let's move back up to Group B. We have Iran, U.S., England, and Wales. I think just like everyone else, I think that England will finish first in this group. If they don't, it's a huge, huge letdown for England and all the English people because they should easily beat all three of these teams, in my opinion. So I am going to stick with England first. Now, this has been a hard decision for me because I think Iran, Wales, and U.S. are very comparable to each other. And I really, 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 really want the U.S. to move on. But those two friendlies, if we play anything like those two friendlies, Wales will win second place. Or even Iran. I'm not sure at this point. It's so hard to pick these. If the U.S. don't win against Wales, Wales will be second in the group. I don't think that we would have enough after that to move on. So we have to come out swinging in that first match. And then Iran, I think Iran is a very tough team, and I think that we're all going to struggle against them. I think even England might struggle a little bit just because we're not used to them or, you know, you don't hear too much about them. I don't want to do this, but I want to be realistic. I think Wales will finish second here over the U.S. I think the U.S. will finish third, but I think, and this will be a letdown to me if the U.S. would finish third, but I think I got to go with Wales for second, U.S., and then Iran. So that takes us into the round of 16. We have the Netherlands versus Wales here. I think that at this point in time, Netherlands is definitely the better team than Wales. So I will have to go with the Netherlands over them. And then you have Argentina and Denmark. I think we would all agree that at this stage, Argentina is better than Denmark. I think that both teams are very comparable, kind of. But I think Argentina will push. I think Argentina is really going to push to get there just for Messi. And I think the same thing is going to happen for Portugal to get Ronaldo if this is truly both of their last World Cup. I don't know if it will be. I think one of them might come back for the next one. But I think that they'll definitely play a different role in that next one. More of a locker room presence. But yeah, if this is going to be their last one, I think that Argentina will beat Denmark here. So then we have Germany, Croatia. This would be a nice matchup to see. I think it'll be closer than what people expect. And I could actually see Croatia upsetting Germany with some of the injuries that have happened for Germany. I just think that Croatia could beat them. And I actually might pick them here because at this point in time, I looked at the group stages. But here, this is really going off like my, you know, a gut reaction with these. But this is going to be my final predictions for the World Cup because we're less than 10 days away, which I'm pumped for. But I'm going to go with it. I'm going to go with Croatia beating Germany in that matchup if it happens. So then you have Brazil and Portugal. Brazil is going to be one of the tougher teams to beat, I believe. I believe that they will be tough. I know that they're hurting on the defensive end, in my opinion. They don't have that like star power like they do all of their attackers. I think when you play Brazil, it's going to be pretty much a shootout. I think it's going to be up and down the field a good bit. This matchup is hard for me. I don't know who to pick in this one. I will have to go with Brazil. I still think Brazil is the better team here. I think that they have more. I know that you can't look at just star power. You have to look at if they work as a team. And I know they have been a letdown in the previous World Cup, and they looked really well. I don't think that's going to happen here. I think that they move on and beat Portugal. So then you have England versus Senegal. This is going to be a good matchup too, but I think that England just have too many good players, too many players that play at the highest level, where Senegal doesn't. They do have some, but they don't have as much as England. And I think that this one, I think we would all agree that England would win this matchup. Then we move down to France and Poland. I think this might be an upset. France are very good. They won in 2018. They have a lot of star power also, but I don't think that they're going to mesh well this time around. I think with the issues that Mbappe, all the different rumors that have come out in the media and everything like that, I think it's still going to surround even the France team. So that's going to be a negative effect. Benzema is there. I'm pumped for Benzema. I want him to do well. He's one of my favorite players right now, just how he has carried himself through the last couple seasons and how well he has done. Just fantastic, but I don't know if with him winning the Ballon d'Or will get in the way of anything. I just think that the attitudes and stuff of that team, because then you have like Griezmann on there and things like that. So I think that that is going to be a conflict for France, and I think Poland will win this game. I think Poland will come in and get them on the counter, to be honest. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to pick Poland to upset, because we know that the World Cup never goes as like who's the most talented or by the, you know, by the FIFA rankings. So you're going to have upsets, and I'm trying to pick them to the best of my ability, but that's who I'm going to say. I think Poland would upset them there in the round of 16. So moving on, we have Belgium versus Japan. I think this one, Belgium is just too good all around. I've watched some of their highlights. They work well as a team. Japan does too, and they play more together, but I think Belgium will come out on top in that matchup. And then here's another good matchup for me, and I think Uruguay is going to be... I know I mentioned someone else being a dark horse earlier in the video. I think these guys are going to be a dark horse too, with Suarez up top, and Cavani, and then Darwin Nunez. I think it's going to be great for them, and I think that they'll win this game over Serbia. I think Serbia has a good team also. They have some star power and very good tackers, but I think Uruguay move on. So now we move on to the last eight. We have Netherlands versus Argentina. This is going to be a tough one, but I don't think Netherlands is as good as what they used to be, and Argentina right now are just they're doing very well. If you look at their qualifiers and everything like that, I think Argentina will win this game over the Netherlands. I would like to see the Netherlands actually upset them here, but I just think with the way that Argentina is playing, I think they move on here. Then you have Brazil versus Croatia. This is going to be a tough match because I feel like Croatia is going to play more, they would play more defensively in this matchup against Brazil and sit back. So I don't think that this would be a high scoring game. I think it would end up being like a 2-1 or a 2-0 or even a 1-0 victory for whoever moves on. I think Brazil will be the team that moves on here, but Croatia is going to go down with a fight. So we will go with Brazil. So then we have England versus Poland. Here, I think that Poland will exert so much energy to win France, and I know that they have multiple days because it goes from the 4th to the 10th. I just feel like England has more depth because at this point in time, I mean, they're going to be tired. I think England has more depth, and I think that is what will help England win this game. It'll be a pretty low-scoring game, in my opinion, but I will think that England move on here. And then we move down to Belgium versus Uruguay. Look, I think Belgium are really good. Lukaku is very good. But I think Uruguay will win this. I think that Uruguay could beat Belgium. And I'm going to pick Uruguay to win this and move on to the final four. So that leads us to the final four. And our first matchup is Argentina versus Brazil. And I know everybody will want to pick Argentina. And I picked Brazil to win in my gut reaction because of what the talent that they have and everything. I don't know. This is a hard one. I don't know who to pick. I want to say Argentina win this. I want to say that they really upset. I think Brazil might get too high on themselves at this point in time in the tournament, maybe. I don't know. I'm going to go with Argentina. I think Argentina wins this to go to the World Cup. Lionel Messi moves on into the final. Then we have England and Uruguay. We know that England choke. They choke all the time, I feel like, in these big games. And Uruguay, like I've said before, with their attacking, I think that they are going to be a dark horse. And I think that they are going to do very, very well in this tournament. But I'll have to say, England moves on. I think England will move on to play Argentina in the World Cup. I know there's so many good teams, and I think things are going to happen, and there's going to be upsets, and there's going to be teams that go through that we think should go all the way through. But to this point, I'm going to go Argentina versus England in the final, and I don't know who to pick in this one. Who do you guys think? You know, if you like the video so far, please give it a thumbs up. If you like the content, we are going to be picking games all through the World Cup. If you like the content, please subscribe. I greatly appreciate that. But tell me who you think is going to win, who's going to win it all, who's going to get out of the group stages. I want to have that conversation. Also, join the Discord. It is down in the description also. And let's talk about it. Well, let's talk all about the World Cup all the way through the World Cup. But this final game, Argentina versus England, I want to say Argentina win. I really don't want to say England wins it because, you know, they're always, it's that rivalry with the U.S. But I'm going to say it. I think Harry Kane and England will win this. I think that we've talked up so many other teams. You know, it's we all want Portugal versus Argentina or Brazil, you know, Belgium, France, all those big teams. But everyone is kind of counting England out. And I think they get it done. I think that they might go all the way through and win the World Cup for 2022. Again, if you like the video, please give it a thumbs up. Tell me what you think below. And we'll see you next time.